2020年陕西省初中毕业学业考试英语试卷逆袭复诊卷第一部分听力部分一听对话选答案第一节听下面十段对话每段对话后有一个问题读两遍请根据每段对话的内容和后面的问题从所给的三个选项中选出最恰当的一项
Number 1 Hi Tom, please tidy your room after breakfast
Okay Mom
Question, who are the two speakers? Hi Tom, please tidy your room after breakfast
Okay Mom
Question, who are the two speakers? Number 2. Could you pass me the dictionary?
Here you are.
Question, what does the girl need? Could you pass me the dictionary?
Here you are.
Question, what does the girl need?Number 3. Excuse me, do you have another black scarf in your store?
Sorry, other scarves will arrive on Friday.
Question, when will other scarves arrive at the store? Excuse me, do you have another black scarf in your store?
Sorry, other scarves will arrive on Friday.
Question,When will other scarves arrive at the store? Number 4. May I take your order, sir?
Yes. I'd like a small bowl of tomato egg noodles.
Question. What does the man want to eat? May I take your order, sir?
Yes.I'd like a small bowl of tomato egg noodles.
Question, what does the man want to eat? Number 5. What class will you have next, English or math?
Neither. We will have science class 5 minutes later.
Question, which subject will the boy have next?What class will you have next, English or math?
Neither. We will have science class 5 minutes later.
Question, which subject will the boy have next? Number 6. I can't stand the rainy weather anymore.
Don't worry. The weather report says it'll be fine tomorrow.
Question,What will the weather be like tomorrow? I can't stand the rainy weather anymore.
Don't worry. The weather report says it'll be fine tomorrow.
Question, what will the weather be like tomorrow? Number 7. Henry, do you know where the nearest supermarket is?
Yes, it's across from a hospital and next to a KFC on Xiying Road.
Question, where is the supermarket? Henry, do you know where the nearest supermarket is?
Yes, it's across from a hospital and next to a KFC on Xiying Road.
Question, where is the supermarket?Number 8. Hi, Mike. What's your plan for this winter vacation?
My parents and I will stay in Sanya for 5 days and in Hangzhou for 3 days.
Question. How long will they stay in the two cities? Hi, Mike. What's your plan for this winter vacation?
My parents and I will stay in Sanya for 5 days and in Hangzhou for 3 days.
Question: How long will they stay in the two cities? Number 9. Which school does your father work at?
He works at number 3, middle school.
Question: What does the boy's father do? Which school does your father work at?
He works at number 3, middle school.
Question: What does the boy's father do? Number 10. I usually improve my English writing by keeping English diaries.
Sounds great. You can also read some English stories.
Question: How does the girl improve her English writing? I usually improve my English writing by keeping English diaries.
Sounds great. You can also read some English stories.
Question: How does the girl improve her English writing?
第二节，听下面两段对话，每段对话后有几道小题，请根据每段对话的内容和后面的问题，从所给的三个选项中选出最恰当的一项。每段对话读两遍，听第11段对话，回答第11、12小题。
Can you play tennis with me this Saturday?
Sorry, I can't. I must visit my grandparents.
How about Sunday?
That's okay, but I have to clean my room and take a piano lesson in the morning.
Well, see you on Sunday afternoon.
See you.
Can you play tennis with me this Saturday?
Sorry. I can't. I must visit my grandparents.
How about Sunday?
That's okay, but I have to clean my room and take a piano lesson in the morning.
Well, see you on Sunday afternoon.
See you.
Listen to the 12th dialogue. 回答第13至15小题.
Hi, Jack. This is Jesse calling.
Hi, Jesse. What's up?
Would you like to do some volunteer work with me this weekend?
I'd love to. What's your idea about it?
I saw the news that the students in some poor areas have no books to read, so we can collect some old books to help them.
Sounds great. How can we collect them?
We can put up some posters to call on students to give away books they don't need anymore.
You are smart. I think it's a helpful activity for students.
Of course. Let's do it together. Hi, Jack. This is Jesse calling.
Hi, Jesse. What's up?
Would you like to do some volunteer work with me this weekend?
I'd love to. What's your idea about it?
I saw the news that the students in some poor areas have no books to read, so we can collect some old books to help them.
Sounds great. How can we collect them?
We can put up some posters to call on students to give away books they don't need anymore.
You are smart. I think it's a helpful activity for students.
Of course. Let's do it together.
二、听短文，补全信息。本题你将听到一篇短文，读两遍，请根据所听内容完成下列各题。
Koala is a kind of lovely animal in Australia. He has a round head, round eyes, and round ears. He looks like a bear, but he is not a bear. People in Australia love koalas and take care of them. They have set up many places for them to live safely. No one can kill them for their pretty hair. When a koala is born, he has no hair, and he is not as big as your little finger. The mother koala has a small and warm pocket in the front of her body. The baby koala goes into this pocket. There he stays for 6 months. The koala cannot live without a special kind of tree. The tree offers home and food to him. For most of the day, the koala sleeps in the tree. According to the scientists, they hug trees to cool their bodies. At night, the koala looks for food. He needs to eat more than 2 pounds of food each night. He only likes the skin and the leaves of the tree, but nothing else.
Koala is a kind of lovely animal in Australia. He has a round head, round eyes, and round ears. He looks like a bear, but he is not a bear. People in Australia love koalas and take care of them. They have set up many places for them to live safely. No one can kill them for their pretty hair. When a koala is born, he has no hair, and he is not as big as your little finger. The mother koala has a small and warm pocket in the front of her body. The baby koala goes into this pocket. There he stays for 6 months. The koala cannot live without a special kind of tree. The tree offers home and food to him. For most of the day, the koala sleeps in the tree. According to the scientists, they hug trees to cool their bodies. At night, the koala looks for food. He needs to eat more than 2 pounds of food each night. He only likes the skin and the leaves of the tree, but nothing else.